This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Government extends nationwide lockdown until 15th April. Medical teams mobilized for rapid test of coronavirus in Kailali, Kanchanpur and Baglung district. Mahaprasad Adhikari appointed as governor of Nepal Rast Bank and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 70,400. Japan to declare a state of emergency following coronavirus fear. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the nationwide lockdown until 15th April for the prevention and control of coronavirus. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwata, today decided to extend the nationwide lockdown for 1 week more. Communications Minister and Government Spokesperson Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, after the meeting, informed that the Cabinet also decided to close international transit point until 15th April for the minimization of infection cases of coronavirus. A spokesperson Dr. Khatiwada also said that the meeting decided to depute seven ministers who were not in coronavirus prevention and control high-level committee in seven provinces for monitoring and supervision tasks. The meeting has also decided to provide facilities equal to government doctors if doctors working in private hospitals are willing to serve in the government hospitals. The government has already decided to provide 100% incentive to the health workers and security personnel deployed for the prevention and control of coronavirus to boost their morale. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has also decided to appoint Mahaprasad Adhikari as the governor of Nepal Rast Bank. The government has mobilized a team to test coronavirus by a rapid test method to check coronavirus in the most vulnerable district, Kailali, Kanchanpur and Baglung. Speaking at a regular media briefing about updates of the coronavirus at the ministry today, a spokesperson of the health ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, informed that the medical teams have been deputed in the district to test the coronavirus from today itself. The spokesperson also informed that the role of the medical workers in all seven provinces would be intensified in the coordination of health ministry. Dr. Devkota further informed that 12 persons in Kathmandu Valley and 95 persons outside Kathmandu Valley are receiving treatment in isolation wards. He said 9,168 persons have been kept in quarantine, while 1,291 persons have informed about their symptoms through mobile app and website run by the health ministry. The ministry has made an arrangement of coronavirus testing in 10 places of the country, with the beginning of test in Dhulikhel, Bharatpur and Bairua outside Kathmandu Valley. The Ministry of Home Affairs has launched a website today to disseminate latest information about the coronavirus. The website has been named COVID-19 Integrated Information System and Quarantine Monitoring System. To get information related to COVID-19, one is required to log in COVID-19 ndrrma.gov.np set up by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority under the Ministry. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa announced the information system by logging in the website today. Meantime, Minister Thapa expressed the hope that the information system would help fight the infection. The Ministry has also launched an app named Kobadi to monitor quarantined people. The app has come into operation from today in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Baglung, Kanchanpur and Kailali districts. Minister for Health and Population Banu Bhakta Dhakal has said that the treatment of COVID-19 infected patients would be carried out only from the designated hospitals. In an interaction at the ministry with a team that returned after inspecting six hospitals about their ongoing preparation and for the treatment of such patients today, Minister Dhakal said that the hospitals have been designated as dedicated ones for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. He further said that the Shukra Raj Tropical Hospital, Patan Hospital, Armed Police Hospital will be used as the primary centers to treat such patients, while other hospitals will be kept in high alert. He said remaining hospitals could be used in case of the overflow of the patients. Nepal Army has made it clear that the procurement process for medicines, equipment and other goods required for prevention, control and response to COVID-19 would be done strictly as per the existing laws. It also said that the quality of medical supplies would be procured procurement would not be compromised at all. The Council of Ministers on March 29 had decided that the Minister of Defence would process the medical equipment from government-to-government process through the Nepal Army, maintaining coordination with the Ministry of Health and Population. The Nepal Army has been given the responsibility of procuring the medical supplies accordingly. Army spokesperson Bigyande Pandey said the Army has expedited the necessary process for the same. More than 200 cargo trucks carrying essential supplies, including food items and LPG gas, have entered Nepal from India despite the lockdown. The transportation of essential services and supplies has been permitted despite the nationwide lockdown. Secretary of the Ministry for Social Development in State No. 2, Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire, said that 20 cargo trucks carrying vegetables and fruits, 70 tankers of petroleum products, 53 trucks of LPG gas and other 17 trucks entered the country from integrated dry port at Birganj. The Nepal Ambulance Service has made necessary preparation for operating their services in Kathmandu Valley to carry out coronavirus-infected people. In collaboration with Kathmandu Metropolitan City, 5 ambulances have been prepared for the same. An understanding was reached to provide the service from today after the Ministry of Health and Population provided personal protection equipment to emergency health technicians and ambulance drivers for the same. An understanding in this regard was reached between the Ministry and Ambulance Service today at Nepal Army's Sauni-based COVID-19 Disaster Management Center operation. As per the agreement, the ambulance service would be brought into operation with 4 ambulances of the Health Ministry and 1 of Kathmandu Metropolitan City. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short commercial break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi afno bhandai ma afno hunna samparka ma basya khai samparka ka lagi baliyo aadhar Nepal Telecom ho rashtra kai sanchar samparka ko aadhar rashtra ko sanchar Nepal Telecom
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. The major political parties in state number 1 have forged consensus on helping the state government in the full implementation of lockdown and in its other efforts to combat the coronavirus. The parties have urged the government to make necessary arrangements to regularize the health services at the government hospitals, teaching hospitals and other hospitals as well. The political parties also decided to request the government and state 1 citizens for the effective implementation of the lockdown. Likewise, the parties have agreed to maintain uniformity in the distribution of relief materials to the workers, daily wage earners and economically vulnerable sections while urging the state government to ensure the smooth supply of daily essentials. The Federation of Nepalese Journalists and Umbrella Organization of Journalists has appealed to the entire communication sector to fulfill its major responsibility in containment of COVID-19 pandemic. In a press statement today, FNJ Chair Govinda Acharya called on all FNJ state committees, associate organizations, district and institutional branches to cooperate and coordinate with the communication sector in the control of COVID-19. The FNJ has appealed to the 3-tier government, the state's bodies, political parties, civic organizations, professionals and business community to move ahead with the same mission of prevention and containment of COVID-19. Lagos Press Council Nepal has urged the government to promptly provide the personal protective equipment to the journalists working from risk zone, including the international border areas, in the context of increasing risk of COVID-19. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has launched a web-based self-testing application for COVID-19. According to party spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma, the application was developed in consultation with specialist doctors. The web-based application available at www.nepalicongress.org. COVID-19 was developed by the party's Central Information, Communications and Publicity Department. You are listening to 8 p.m. English News. Here We move to some international updates. The global death toll from coronavirus has surpassed 70,400 and the infection cases have topped 1.27 million. Spain has reported 4,273 new cases of the coronavirus with 637 new deaths, which is the fourth day the daily totals have declined from the previous days. The total deaths in the country from COVID-19 as of today stand at 13,055 among 135,032 cases. Meantime, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said Japan is to declare a state of emergency in Tokyo and other six prefectures as early as tomorrow to stop the coronavirus. India's death toll from the coronavirus has reached 118, while the infection cases have topped 4,000. The UK Queen has appealed all the nations to join the common endeavour to defeat the coronavirus, using the great advances of science and our instinctive compassion to help. The Queen has also expressed her belief that the UK will succeed in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic. In a rare speech, the monarch thanked the people following the government rules to stay at home and praised those coming together to help others. Apple says it will produce 1 million face shields a week for medical workers battling the coronavirus pandemic. Chief Executive Tim Cook says the company has designed its own transparent protective face shield and began mass production at its factories in the US and China. Now the general weather forecast for country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, reminder of the headlines once more. Government extends nationwide lockdown until 15th April. Medical teams mobilized for rapid test of coronavirus in Killali, Kanchanpur and Baglung districts. Mahaprasad Adhikari appointed as governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 70,400. Japan to declare a state of emergency following coronavirus fear. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.